This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The suspect in the Club Q attack in Colorado Springs is facing hate crime charges in the shooting. Anderson Aldrich was in court this morning in El Paso County and faces 5 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of committing a bias-motivated crime. 305 total counts against Aldrich have been filed in the shooting. District Attorney Michael Allen said the state intends to send a message with its case.
We're not going to tolerate actions against community members based on their sexual identity, those types of things. Members of that community have been harassed, intimidated, and abused for too long. That's not going to occur in the 4th Judicial District.
Aldrich is being held without bail. The next court hearing in the case is slated for February. Colorado is taking applications for programs to give e-bikes to low-income workers. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Energy Office has nearly $1 million in grants for community e-bike programs. It's asking nonprofits, local governments, and tribal governments to apply. Proposals must lay out a plan to give e-bikes to residents who commute by car or set up a program where people can borrow e-bikes. Initial concepts are due in less than 2 weeks. The program is an attempt to improve air quality and cut greenhouse gas emissions. Another piece launches next spring when Colorado plans to offer new statewide e-bike rebates. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Air Force will play Baylor in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl on December 22nd. The Falcons are the only Division I school in Colorado to make the postseason in football this season. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.